the Scripture.
Hear these words as they come from Isaiah chapter 6, beginning with verse 1. In the year of that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of His robe filled the temple. Above Him were seraphim, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorsteps and the thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried, "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I. Send me." This is the word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Holy Father, open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears that as you speak to us today, we will receive your words and put them into action in our lives. And may the words from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Angie, we ain't in Blue Ridge no more. How y'all doing? So I figured that if you came today to hear a patriotic sermon, I figured that today would be a good day for you to get to know me a little bit better, because this is my philosophy. This being the official new start for all pastors who have moved, I figure this gives you a little bit of time to determine whether or not you want anything to do with this new preacher. So, I'm going to give you a little bit of my testimony. I'm going to give you a little bit of the way that I am. After this is over with, we're going to go eat lunch, right? Good, we're Methodist still. And then I'm going to go back to the parsonage and spend time with my family. So I figure that's going to be about a two-hour window after service is over for you to call Vic Cassad, who is the district superintendent, and tell him, "Never mind, we don't want him." That's going to be the window for me to leave. Because after that window's over, if anybody leaves, I'm going to hold the door open for you. Because God has sent me here. The bishop didn't send me here. The cabinet didn't send me here. You didn't call me here. God sent me here for a reason, and we're going to do what God has called us to do. And if we can't get into that, then maybe we need to find someplace else to go. The Baptist Church is probably hiring and bringing new members in over there. But here's the thing. We're going to do what God has called us to do. The little bio thing about my motto being, if Jesus said or God said it, I believe it, that settles it. That's the end of the book, folks. If it doesn't say it in the Bible, or if it says it in the Bible, that's the way it is with me, and I'm going to stand by it. Period. I'm not worried about a religion. I'm not worried about a denomination. I'm not worried about social justice. I'm not worried about any of that. What I'm worried about is making sure that my congregation, I get to see in heaven. And if we don't believe in that book right there, then there's no sense in even going any further. So, my name is Daniel Allen Gurley. Some call me Danny. Some call me Dan. Some call me Bubba. Some call me Bro Dan, Brother Dan, whatever. I was born in 1960. Yeah, I'm an old fart.
Wow. Oh, get out of town. You're a kid.
I was born to a family that couldn't give me the things that they felt that they need to give me. So at birth, I was put up for adoption. For the first 12 days of my life, I lived in an orphanage. On day 12, two wonderful people came along and fell in love with and took me home. On day 13, I was in church. I have been in church almost all my life. The old saying, I went to church every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, every Wednesday night. Yep. My dad was a deacon in the Baptist church for over 30 years. My mother volunteered in the nursery for over 30 years. My parents breathed and lived the Holy Bible. Even when my mama beat my butt, she quoted Scripture. At the age of 17, God called me to ministry. He called me to ministry, not to preach. I made that very clear with him. At the age of 18, I ran from the church. I didn't want anything to do with religion. I didn't want to have anything to do with hypocritical Christians. I didn't want anything to do with that world. And so I ran from the church. Actually, I was running from God because God was trying to tell me, you don't rule this thing, I do. Then God put that woman right there in my life. He knew that I needed a strong arm because I was very stubborn and hard-headed. And so Angie came into my life 38 years ago and has blessed me with two wonderful kids and five great grandchildren. And life is good. At the age of 33, God threw... How many of y'all have, does God have a way of getting your attention? How many of you does He use a brick? How many of you does He use a 2x4? I've got an 8x8 with my name on it that God hit me upside the head with and told me that I would do what He wanted me to do, and I gave in. Because I got tired of running. And as much as I fought it, even after I gave in, God made sure everything was set up right. Look, my parents were East Texas, uneducated folks. My dad quit school in eighth grade so he could support his family. My mom barely finished high school. My dad worked his fingers to the bone all his life. My family is a simple family. Sometimes I don't say the right things. Sometimes you'll be going, did he really say that? But what I say and what I do comes from my heart, and what you see is what you get. I'm not going to show you something in here and then go do something else out there. If you see me at Walmart in a pair of shorts, a tank top, and flip-flops, if you come up here to the church, I'm in a pair of shorts, tank top, and flip-flops. I don't like standing behind a pulpit. I don't like standing up on a stage. I don't like wearing a robe because out of all of this great company, I'm the biggest sinner here. And it's not my place to stand above members of my Christian family and make it look like I'm judging or that I'm speaking down to. So this is where I preach from. This is where I like to be. I love worship. I love to be in church. My favorite thing is what's going on up here. Dude, you rock. Now, I know y'all are used to this, but I saw him up there. Boy, he's just getting after it. That's not bad for a Mississippi Baptist. And a choir. Woohoo! And a piano and an organ. In the scripture today, it talks about how he wasn't worthy to speak anything or even look upon God. But what the angel or the seraphim did was to show him that you don't have to be perfect in order to be a child of God. Folks, if we were perfect, we wouldn't be here today. There's no sense in having church if we're perfect. Our scripture is telling us that if we come to God and we give of ourselves, as God calls us, He's calling us for a reason. And that's because we have a special purpose in life. God has given each one of us a special reason for whatever purpose that might be, to serve Him and to show others the light of Christ through us. So today we start a brand new chapter in the historical book of First United Methodist Church, Mabon. This is my challenge to you. Since we all know that we're not perfect and that God will take care of everything and all the excuses that we have, next Sunday, I want every seat in this house filled. And I'm going to hound you until you do it. And I'm a hard-headed... what? Give me a good word, because the word I'm thinking ain't going to work in church. Huh? Stubborn? What? Stubborn redneck. There you go. God has something special in mind for this church. And either we're going to get on board or we're going to miss it. So, it's up to you. Do you want to see greatness glorifying God in all aspects? Or are you happy the way you are? Because I really need to know if you're happy the way you are. Because I have that same 2 hours to call the DS and tell them this is a mistake. I'm not here to maintain, and I'm not here to bury a church. I'm here to get a church going and fired up and make everybody in Maybank, Gun Barrel City, Seven Points, Malakoff, Kemp, Ailey, Kaufman, Pain Springs.
Dallas. Salvi.
Somebody say Dallas?
Yes, sir.
Dallas! I want everybody to know that God is moving in First United Methodist Church, Maybank. Woo! I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's pray. Holy Father, thank you. Thank you for giving us the energy and the excitement to build your church. Father, as we move forward starting today, Father, we ask that you continue to bless us and give us a direction as we step forward. And Father, also remind us that it doesn't matter what our problem may be, what our issue is, what we think our downfall is, that you're going to take care of it. You're going to deal with it. And Father, we're going to make a commitment to you right now that as we come to this altar and we kneel and we take communion, we're going to make a covenant with you that we are going to be open to receive what you tell us to do. And we're going to be willing to do it. We pray this all in your Son's holy name. Amen.
Amen.
So.